From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Austrian and Hungarian law enforcement officials say several people have been arrested in connection with the discovery of 71 bodies of migrants found in a truck trailer on an Austrian highway near the border with Hungary. Austrian officials said three people were arrested, two Bulgarians and a Hungarian. Austrian police say the victims, 59 men, 8 women, and 4 children, are believed to have suffocated in the refrigerated truck. The UNHCR says more than 300,000 refugees and migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year, trying to reach Europe. This is a huge increase over the 219,000 who made the crossing during the whole of 2014. Former U.S. President George W. Bush returned Friday to New Orleans, the scene of one of his presidency's lowest points, to tout the region's recovery from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history on the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush visited Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He was accompanied by his wife, Laura, whose library foundation helped rebuild what is the oldest public school in New Orleans. On Saturday, former U.S. President Bill Clinton is scheduled to appear at a ceremony marking the anniversary of Katrina's landfall in New Orleans. On Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama hailed the southern U.S. city's revival. "You are an example of what is possible when, in the face of tragedy and in the face of hardship, good people come together to lend a hand. And brick by brick, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, you build a better future," Mr. Obama said. This is VOA News.